I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Open Doors USA is trying to counter persecution with a campaign to push House Resolution 1856 through Congress. It's a bill that'll promote religious freedom in U.S. foreign policy, as well as getting funding for the U.S. Commission of International Religious Freedom. Advocacy Director Lindsay Vesey says this bill will take some of the heat off of those sharing the gospel, but it still needs members of Congress to co-sponsor it before it can be sent to a vote.
I've talked to many members of Congress and their staff who say, well, you know, we'll consider doing something like this if we hear from our constituents. So it's really important that they hear from you and that they know that you want them to co-sponsor this bill.
Next, Audio Scripture Ministries is literally building ministry one brick at a time in Mozambique. The team in Shishai was outgrowing its shared facilities, so they launched a new studio building project and raised enough to get the first phase kickstarted. In just over a month, the building team has a good portion of the first story already laid out. Meanwhile, another team finished up the recording of the Sina language New Testament. Pray for wisdom and provision as this ministry looks forward to both evangelism and growth. And Peter Danica launched an outreach focused on supporting church leaders in the former Soviet Union. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says their focus will always be on helping the local evangelical churches. 20 years ago, when the ministry started, street kids and HIV/AIDS were unknown problems. Today, summer camp is just one way of combating those problems, which is featured on a free DVD.
This is a fascinating story. When we enable this young next generation leaders to go out into these villages and organize the summer camps. Through children, God transforms families, society, communities, and so on.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.